This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, sharing a bit of the conversation between Los Angeles Yacht Club members and Sir Robin Knox Johnson, founder of the Round the World Clipper Race, a chat we had that was presented by the flag officers and directors of LAYC on Zoom with me as host. Eric Harris made a comment that it was absolutely remarkable for Jean LeCam to recover Kevin.
I thought he did brilliantly. Jean LeCam. I thought he did brilliantly. It was going up on deck to say, I think maybe I'll go to see if I can see a light in his life raft. You know, he didn't have to go on deck, but he did. And the next thing you know, he's found him and he's got him on board. I thought it was brilliant. And I suspect there's going to be a great deal of recognition of his feat. And he thoroughly deserves it.
Alistair Smith asked Sir Robin where his favorite area in the world was for cruising. And Sir Robin replied,
well, I tend to wander off to Greenland. East Coast. That's absolutely beautiful. And there aren't many people there, so you meet the odd Inuit, but not much. There's only 3,000 people live on that whole huge coast. One of my favourites would be the west coast of Scotland. I've never been to Croatia. I've only been to the Baltic with a tall ship's race. So I've spent all my life rushing around the world and never stopping to take a look. So I've got some sailing to do because I need to go and explore some of these places properly instead of rushing past them.
Mark DeLiva told Robin that he is going to be on the Round the World Clipper race on the 2022 and 2023 race, doing legs 1, 2, and 3, and that he has been hooked on this race much to the angst of his wife.
Mark, I'll look forward to meeting you, but just explain to her what you learned in the training just to put her mind at ease.
Jim Call mentioned that he is delighted to hear that he is the oldest soul to have done this race. It was an experience of a lifetime, and he is still active sailing at the age of 81.
Well, you're the same age as me. You see, the thing was, Jim, I could hardly turn you down, could I? Because I was the same age. So I had to let you come on the race. So, anyway, just keep sailing. I still am, and I'm glad you're enjoying it. Well done.
It's always a delight to have a conversation with Sir Robin Knox Johnson. We've had many conversations with him here on Salesport Talk. Go to salesporttalk.com and search for Sir Robin Knox Johnson for these conversations. You will be delighted to hear what he has to say. With his vast experience sailing around the world many times and as a founder of the Round the World Clipper Race, he has actually been a part of sailing life for all of most of our lifetimes, and we are so happy to be able to have him as a friend here on Salesport Talk.
There he is, the dulcet tones of Mr. Christopher Cross, 5 Grammy Awards back in the day. But we're here to talk about that topic of the song, Sailing. We do it on Tuesdays with our co-host Karen Lyle from SailSportTalk.com. Karen, welcome back to the show. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great.
Well,
excellent to hear from you.
Yes, I know you're getting ready to go to the British Virgin Islands to go on a bare boat cruise. And of course, bare boat cruises is when you cruise naked, right?
Well, I never tell that.
I kid. What is bare boating?
Well, I remember when I first saw the term, I was going, you know, what does this mean? That there's like nothing on the boat? Or what does it mean? It means that you have no hired skipper. So the skipper is you. Or, you know, so basically you get to have, it's like renting a car. You get to go charter a boat, and that boat is yours, and you get to use it for 10 days, and you cruise around from island to island and live on the boat while you're cruising.
So when you say no crew, are you solo or are you going with friends?
Well, I mean, someone can do it however they wish. I usually go with a group of friends, and actually, the captain of my boat is my honorary brother, Michael Arntz, and he basically plans the trips, and I'm the first mate, and then we usually invite friends, and we all share the cost so that we can make it feasible for us.
I thought I was your honorary brother.
Well, you might be getting there. I don't think we've had the ceremony yet.
All right, so this is going to be a 40-foot monohull. This sounds like a pretty big girl you got out there.
Well, it has three cabins, and you know, it's a decent size for two of us who are, you know, basically sailing it together. We have today, this time we only have one guest. One of my good friends is coming along with us, and we're going to the USVI this time. We've gone to the BVI for 7 years consecutively, and the USVI is something we haven't explored by sailboat, so we're going to do that this time.
What about, how do you go about provisions and stocking up?
Well, it depends upon your style, and I'm going to kind of speak a little bit towards what the possibilities are, not just what we do, because we've done different things over the years. We like to provision our own boat, so when we get there, we usually go shopping at the grocery store, and we stock up on whatever we have. In some times past, we've had a chef, and the chef is the one who cooks all the meals and handles the galley, and sometimes we just split between us. But you can also, with a charter company, you can also ask them to provision your boat, and you can also ask them to provide a chef, and the chef provisions the boat. So, and you know, we're going to go to shore and have dinner in different restaurants on different islands, because some of the islands are inhabited, some of them are national parks and don't have restaurants, but we like to check out the local fare as well.
How does that deal with, you know, I think it's fascinating, the freedom to go from island to island, but a lot of them don't have a port or a anchorage, whatever. So how do you sound out the depth? How do you know where to, you know, drop anchor? And then the other thing is, how do you know if you're even allowed to go there?
Well, that's part of the skill of bareboat charter, and we really rely a lot upon the charter company that we're working with, because they, there are designated areas for that you can go, and every captain and person who's experienced in this is going to consult a chart, and that chart might be on paper. Usually, these days we're using a digital chart, and it basically. It's a map of the water, and it shows where the marked reefs are, the rocks, the coral areas, and it marks where you can anchor, and then there are, in a lot of these places, there are mooring balls, which are basically an anchored steel ball that has a ring on it that sits above the water, floats on the top of the water, and is anchored down below, and you catch that mooring ball with a hook, and then put a rope through that attaches the boat to the mooring ball. And so they'll usually charge $30 or $40 for mooring for a night. And oftentimes in the more populated areas, there's maybe, you know, there might be 40 mooring balls or more, and the boats, you know, just basically take them and line up. And then other areas we go, there's no other boats there but us, and we're relying on the charts and also local knowledge of the yacht company about where it's safe to anchor without damaging the coral or any of the important features of the islands.
A couple more questions for Karen Lyle from SailSportTalk.com. She's getting ready to go to what Columbus called Santa Ursula y las 11,000 Virgenes, St. Ursula and the 11,000 Virgins. Now it's just the Virgin Islands. What is it about the British Virgin Islands that, because we have the American ones, we have the Danish West Indies, we have a lot of different things going on there, but do you go down to Tortola or Road Town? Where do you start off?
We usually start in Tortola, and when we're going to the BVI, which we've done for many years because it's just such a beautiful sailing area, they have something called the Sir Francis Drake Channel that goes between many of the major islands. It's all the islands are kind of lined up on either side of this channel. And on the outside of the islands, on that area, there it's more the open ocean. But in that middle area, it's just so beautiful for sailing. I mean, the wind is usually somewhere between 10 to 15 knots, which is a perfect, you know, sailing weather, and you usually have trade winds coming there consistently. So when you're anchored, you get a nice breeze that comes through the boat, which is, I think, a lot more comfortable than an air conditioner, you know, run by a generator. You know, just have a nice warm breeze. But anyway, there's Anegada, which is a little bit off a little bit further sail. That is an island you can't see from afar because it's just coral, and the coral is built up, you know, enough to have an island on it, but it's very flat. And you have to have some skill to get in there, because that's something where a chart really doesn't designate all the coral, because the coral's changing and there's rocks and things like that, and you have to look. I mean, you can see down about 60 feet in clear water. It's not like the bay here, and you have to watch to make sure that when you're going through into the island, that you're not going to ground yourself on coral or damage the beautiful coral and life there.
How much are you cautious of the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, I don't know. Everyone I ever wanted to talk to never came back. So, you know, I've never been able to get an interview of someone who got caught in the Bermuda Triangle. Have you ever interviewed someone from there?
I don't think I have, actually, if you think about it.
No. It's also a mystery. It really is.
Well, that's what they call it, the Devil's Triangle, too. let's get back into you said you don't take a skipper. So how do you draw lots? Do you take turns? Or are you saying I'm the skipper of this bare boat?
I would say that I prefer being a first mate to being the skipper. And so my Michael Arntz is the skipper, and he's a Coast Guard skipper, and he's also a certified U.S. sailing instructor. So, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's done it a lot of times, and it's something I can just relax and enjoy, because as we make those decisions every day about which way the wind blows and where we're, well, we don't decide where the wind blows, but we decide where we're going to go with the wind blowing.
Well, I know, like, you know, we have, of course, driver's licenses, different classes, motorcycle, regular car, semi, that type of thing. So I know that, as you called it, I think the certificate of competence to get on a boat. And, like, you know, for me, if I go to San Pablo Dam, I can just rent a boat. It's no big deal. But when you have a 40-footer, what kind of documentation do you have for that?
Well, it depends upon the charter company, but basically those boats are expensive. I mean, they're, you know, probably $500,000 to $1 million or more per boat, because they're usually relatively new boats, and so they're purchased new and put into the fleet. And so you have to, they're entrusting you with something that needs to be taken care of. So usually the charter company is looking for previous charter experience. They're looking for certification of competency, which might take the form of, for example, with Michael, he's a U.S. Coast Guard certified captain, but he also has his teaching credentials and has taught a class for U.S. sailing called bareboat cruising, and that coursework basically prepares someone to be able to charter a boat. So if someone were not a professional teacher or captain like Michael was, and they wanted to be able to go in bareboat charter, they could enroll in a U.S. sailing professional school, go through basic keelboat, basic cruising courses, which is about 72 hours of coursework plus lots of time on the water, and then they could take the bareboat cruising class after that, which teaches them how to manage a boat, because it's just, you've got all these systems you have to run and, you know, make sure the battery stays charged, you know, and how to do the water and the showers, you know, because it's a mini house on the water as well as being a sailboat. It has a lot of systems.
And that's my last question for you. You're going to live on the boat, right?
Yes. We're definitely going to live on the boat and cook on the boat. And I might mention that, you know, we're doing a monohull this year, but, you know, we also rent catamarans. Sometimes we'll go for a 50-foot or 55-foot catamaran and hire a chef and do that lifestyle. And oftentimes, I mean, there's probably far more catamarans in the Virgin Islands than there are monohulls. That tends to be a preferred lifestyle for a lot of people. And it's a lot of fun to be on a catamaran too. They're just really, they're different sailing experiences. The catamaran, you have to do more motoring because when you're going upwind, the boat doesn't point so high. That means it doesn't sail close to the wind. So you have to, if you're going up a channel and you were supposed to tack all the way up the channel, you'd actually just end up staying in the same place in the channel if you were sailing on a catamaran because, you know, maybe you can't get the sail. It's because of the wind. So you motor up instead of sail. But they're both actually really fun experiences. I like both monohulls and catamaran sailing. I think they're both great.
Well, we'll live vicariously through you while we're in our cubicles filling out our TPS reports. That is Karen Lyle. She's heading. Are we going to do a show next week, or are you going to be out on the
opening? Well, you know, I'm going to have Patty Mannigan come in, and she's going to co-host with you. But I will, if I see something really great or something, I might come in an earlier segment and come and talk to you from the USVI for my sailboat. So we'll see what I see out there. If it's worth talking about, then I'm going to be talking to you. And if not, I'll talk to you when I get back.
Have a great trip. Sounds amazing.
Okay, thanks.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.